It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 1, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
2013 got off to a fairly good start for the equity markets, and during the first quarter, stocks posted some noticeable gains. These gains caught some investors by surprise, many of whom were still lamenting the losses seen during the financial crisis of 2008 and early 2009. During the quarter, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a new high, not just an annual high, but an all-time record level. While there are several reasons for the Dow's advance, I thought it might be more important to discuss what actions, if any, investors should consider now, or for that matter at any time when the market has significant moves. Looking back, we may agree selling out of stocks in March 2009 may not have been the best investment decision, but you may now be asking if the purchase of stocks at these new, higher levels is an equally poor choice. I think the answer lies in having a discipline, and that discipline is asset allocation. Asset allocation is simply the amounts you hold in various asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, bank CDs, money markets, and the like. It's really what drives performance, and sticking with an allocation that best suits your needs is key. For example, when the market sold off in 2008 and 2009 and your stock allocations were lower, did you add to those positions or mutual funds to build back up to your target levels? Conversely, now that stock values have risen sharply, are your stock allocations too high for your own needs? These questions should periodically be addressed to see if any changes or rebalancing is needed. Of course, this rebalancing can't take place unless you've already established certain targets for your allocation of stocks and bonds. While targets can vary depending on your personal needs, most financial experts agree having an allocation target in place may help you from making the wrong move at the wrong time. How do you determine what allocation is best for you? Well, there's some theories on that, but I say consult with your own financial advisor or someone who specializes in asset allocation strategies. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.